great role to play.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Happily Ever After. Before we get to that, The Constant obviously is one of the fan favorites and pretty much ranks at least on several fans, either at least top five, if not the best episode. For me personally, it's one of my favorites. And I think the phone call scene is what sealed the deal. The emotion and the build-up, the fact that it was something unique and different and new. How was it to film that scene? I know you guys were not on screen together, really, to do that.
No, we weren't. What's interesting about that, when I played that scene, it was near about the end of the day, I remember. Mm-hmm. There was a slight sense of pressure because we were getting to the end and we really wanted to get that scene done. And I was reading my lines with script supervisor, Diane.
Okay.
And I remember Tommy Lohman was filming and Casey was doing the dolly. And when I was filming it, I could hear Tommy talking to Casey. Pull this right now. Pull it. You know, because we do that. They do that. You know, sometimes they might actually physically move you or whisper things under their breath. So it was a scene where I remember shooting it thinking, this isn't the ideal the way I'd like it to be done. I would much rather have it with Sonia and super quiet and not have the pressure of knowing it's the end of the day.
Right.
But that's the thing about acting and the thing about Lost. It all just came together. I saw it. Somebody sent me a link to it. They wanted me to see it. It was dubbed into Spanish. And actually, Elena from Lost, Lost.net sent me and said, look at this, the Spanish actor. And he did a great job in dubbing it. I think, how does he, because I stutter so much when I speak. But how on earth did he manage to mouth it, sync it with me? But anyway, I saw it recently, and I hadn't seen it for a long time. And the way that it's edited and the music, Michael Giacchino's music comes in and it plays beautifully, and then it's edited with Sonia's doing a great performance, and these things just come together. I mean, I knew when I did it, after I filmed it, I was happy with what I did and with the pressure, and it was just one of those things that was, we were very fortunate to get it. It was just, everything came together to make that scene, and I did like it when I saw it again. When I first saw it, it was a little bit schmaltzy, but I'm looking back on it again, I thought it was right, as schmaltzy as it was, but I'm still very proud of it.
Well, it's a testament to both of your guys acting, of course, the writing, and then, of course, the editing, and the whole crew in general just put that scene together, and it worked really well. Now, I want to talk about Happily Ever After, and it seems to me, and a lot of fans, that at this point Desmond seems to be very enlightened at the end of this episode, and he's pretty much won, if not the key, to solving this big mystery and winning the game. My question is, do you think that the alternate timeline Desmond that we see in the limo, and then now the one that's on the island when Saeed go away, do they have some sort of bond, in a sense, like if you gain information of what you're doing on island, will it automatically be in the alternate Desmond's mind as well? Is that what we should believe and assume now?
I think what happened was when he was hit with the electromagnetism on the island, he thrown into the sideways,
mm-hmm.
and where he discovers in the sideways, you see him how he discovers the island life. So now he's aware of both. He's very aware that something is wrong, something's not right. And he's on a mission now,
mm-hmm.
not only in the sideways, but on the island, to do what he thinks is best, to do what he thinks is the right thing,
right?
Whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm. So if he learns something in one world, will his other world also immediately know it to Desmond's that are bonded together?
I don't think that he's aware of every single thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As you know, he's not aware of things that will happen. But I think he is aware that they're working together.
Right.
It's the same person, but they're working together to know what they have to do to fix this thing that they have to fix, but they have to do what they think is right.
Okay. So what is his ultimate game plan here then? I mean, we know he's on a mission. He wants the flight manifest. I assume, and we assume that he basically wants to do what Charlie did to him and do it with the other Losties. Is that what we pretty much are led to believe, that this is his mission now? He wants to make them remember what love is, or that they have a different life that was on island?
I think that's about right. I think he wants to wake them up to a certain extent and to show them something.
Right.
But whether it's the island or whether it's something else, he just wants to show them. He knows something. With that awakening that he's had, he's felt something.
Right.
He knows that something is wrong, and he has to fix that wrong. He has to do what he thinks is right. Now, whether it's him showing them the island or showing them what, but whatever it is, you'll find out, and he's on that mission to do that.
Okay. Now, the underwater scene that you guys did with Dominic, obviously brought back a lot of memories to the previous season when he had the Not Penny's boat. But this time around, it was so much more chilling, and yet it was also a very big reveal. I just wanted to commend both of you guys for doing that scene. How was it to film that scene? We have a lot of spoilers and set reports on our site, and there was a lot of set reports that, okay, this car does go into Marina, but nobody knew what took place under the water. So it was a great scene to have play out
right in
the show.
Well, when we did the stunt, Mike Trisler, he got kind of injured, actually. It was kind of a scary moment. The first time he did it, the car was supposed to land on its wheels and sink that way, but what happened was it flipped over.
Okay.
And it was very dark. Mike couldn't find his exit. And it was the first time I've ever seen a stunt where I was actually scared for the stunt guy. For a second, I thought, oh my God, this is not how it was supposed to be. And Mike's been under there a long time. As it turned out, Mike couldn't find his regulator, and he managed to get out because he can hold his breath for like 4 minutes or something. He's a phenomenal stunt guy, but it was kind of a worrying moment. And then the rest of the scene we shot in the tank in the studio. Dominic is a certified diver.
Okay.
What we did was we went, and Dominic was great in the scene. He basically, you would go underwater with a regulator, take a breath, give the regulator to the diver to around, and then shoot the scene. I don't like being in enclosed spaces, so for me, getting in there was a little bit scary. But once it was in there, it was fine.